will play alongside local acts Sonic Souvenir and Squid Pistol. September 15th, folk singer Katie Tupper will play a matinee with Kingston's own Luella opening the show. On September 16th, punk heavyweights Authority Zero and Belvedere with special guests Melon Ball are performing. On September 18th, the legendary Martha Wainwright plays live in Kingston. On September 20th, local rockers Cassador return to the Broom Factory with Sparrow Blue. On September 21st, Nova Scotia's Mo Kenny will play a show. And on September 28th, don't miss Virginia to Vegas with special guest Alex Porat. For more information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
347,155,200 seconds. 5,785,920 minutes. 96,432 hours. 4,018 days. 574 weeks. 13 games. 11 long, excruciating years. That's how long it's been since the Queen's Gaels last experienced victory over their most hated rivals, the Western Mustangs. On Saturday, September 28th, 2024, 11 years.
Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live out of Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus in Kingston, Ontario. This is Whiplash and I'm your host, Aaron. Today is a very, 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 very special edition of Whiplash. There is a little bit of a theme. I know my whole thing is not really having a theme. I kind of get to play whatever I want, whatever I'm feeling every week, but it's still kind of all over the place, but it is united by the story of my life, I suppose, a little soundtrack of my life, which I had only seen for the first time last night. And honestly, I think I got a little emotional because I don't know. You guys did a very, very good job. I'm joined today by two very special guests. One, hopefully you hear both of their voices today, at least a little bit, at least a little introduction. If you would like to introduce yourself.
My name is Jamie. I'm Aaron's dad. And with me is my wife, Kelly, who's obviously Aaron's mum. So what we've done is we've compiled some songs from Aaron's childhood, and we'll look forward to seeing if you enjoy them along with us.
Yeah. Mum, if you would like to introduce yourself, that was kind of stolen from you there.
Good afternoon. My name is Kelly. I am Aaron's mum. So this is something that is brand new for both Jamie and I, but we get to spend some time to see all the wonderful stuff that Erin does. So she's reaching a milestone birthday next week, so 21 years, which is a great accolade for us, but...
You managed to keep me alive for 21 years.
We did. So we thought that we would celebrate with her by sharing some of her musical journey.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely... had a leg up on, I think, a lot of people when it came to music. Music was always something very, very important and significant in our household. And I would like to say that this idea was not mine. I think that I've invited you up before, but it was not my idea to have you up for my birthday.
No, I actually had the idea for my birthday earlier in the year, but it never kind of fell into place, so... you know what? What better way to celebrate, as I say, the 21st birthday of our daughter than to come up and do a radio show with her? So it's a unique experience, and looking forward to the next couple of hours.
Yeah, I'm so glad that everyone who is a regular listener of Whiplash finally knows how old I am. I hope you keep listening and that doesn't turn you off. But yeah, we're just gonna, I think, get straight into it, and we'll talk a little bit why you picked these songs a little bit later on. So up first is Feeling Good by Muse on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
You tonight. I'm a fire.
Just heard Who's Got a Match by Biffy Clyro off of their album Puzzle, and before that was Ruby by the Kaiser Chiefs, and we started that set off with Feeling Good by Muse, which is one of my favorite covers of all time. Of course, originally being, I think originally Nina Simone, right?
Correct.
Do we want to maybe walk through?
So yeah, so obviously the choices behind the first song was, believe it or not, you were actually born to Nina Simone.
I know, I've heard that story over and over and over.
So, and Muse had released the cover literally, I think, the year of or just the year before. So I was a massive Muse fan at the time. So that was kind of how that came around. And then... I'll let Kelly talk about
why Ruby? That was one of the ones I was a little surprised to see on there.
So when you were we lived in South Africa at the time, and you used to sit in the back and you'd shout out play the Ruby 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 song. So one of them, and then it was you never knew the name of the Biffy Clyro song. You used to say, "I want the burn burn song." So that's generally why the choices were made on those three as an opener. Was that was kind of like your early upbringing in music. One obviously with the sentimental value of the Nina Simone song in the Muse format, but the other two was more a case of when you were 4 years old sitting in the back of the car wanting certain songs played and yelling them out and singing along. So
I think some of my earliest memories with music is related to Puzzle. I remember because you have the CD, that was the one that was always on in the car, and I remember driving home somewhere, I think in BC, like when we first moved to Canada or something, like up the hill coming home. And I think that was one of my first memories, and I think about that pretty frequently.
In our lovely black PT Cruiser. Yeah. So.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I frequently hear a lot of hate for PT Cruisers, and I always inform people, like, oh, that was, like, one of our, like, first cars in Canada. And it's like, oh, Flo did very well, I think, for what the amount of driving that we did.
Yeah,
if we go back to Muse... So if we knew now what Erin would have learned in terms of her time management.
I think I'm still learning time management.
Our baby girl was 12 days late in arriving, but when she did finally arrive and we ended up in theatre, and that's the song that was playing in the theatre, so 9 o'clock.
In the morning.
Very vivid.
Nine in the morning. What was it supposed to be? September 19th, right?
September 19th, correct.
Yep, and you've been late for everything ever since.
Her concept of time. She has opportunities.
We'll see. It's been ingrained since birth then. I'm trying to work on it, but we'll see. It might just be one of those things. I think we're moving on into more of the tween age with the next set.
Yes, we had many, many different ways we could have went here, but we chose to go with who's the first one we're playing up first?
Grace and Chance.
Oh, we are playing Grace and
of
Chance.
Of course we're playing Grace and Chance.
Well, we'll save you the High School Musical and the Hannah Montana.
Of which I still have the CDs in my car. I have High School Musical 2 CD, and I have Miley Cyrus, her first album.
I'd like to understand how that ended up in your car.
So yeah, with the grace and chance, we actually you'd watched the Ellen show that he was signed on, and then
because he got really popular for his cover of Paparazzi at his high school talent show or something like that, I think, and so that's how he got on the Ellen show.
Yeah. So as I say, and then you kind of said that you liked Grace and Chance, so we took you to see him at the PNC.
PNE, which is like Vancouver BC version of the CNE.
Correct. Yes.
Your first concert as such?
Yeah, my first concert, and I remember I was a bit panicked or something, and I think you got a little bit upset because we didn't realize that there was going to be like a signage line.
Right.
Or something, and I didn't bring anything to sign, and we were freaking out, and I think I still have that little piece of paper, and I think we used like a square of the PNE map. That's what we ended up using, and so yeah, I got a signature of Grace and Chance's signature on the PNE map.
There you go.
But up next is Home in Your Eyes by Grace and Chance.
It's a little bit slower. These nights are a little bit colder. Now that you're gone, my skies seem a little bit darker. Sweet dreams come a little bit harder. I hate when you're gone. Every day time is passing, growing tired. Softer, things take just a little bit longer. You hate that I'm gone. Every day time is passing, growing tired of all this traveling. Take me away to where you are. I wanna be holding your hand in the sand by the tire swing.
So
stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. It seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen. The story of my life, I give her hope. I spend her love until she's broke inside. The story of my life. Written on these walls are the colors that I can't change. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here in its cage. I know that in the morning now, see us in the light upon the hill. Although I am broken, my heart is unchained still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between.
just fell off the bus, suckers. Yeah, well, payback is a motherfucker. I can't let this, go. I can't let this, go. When I got you right where I want you, I've been pushing for this for so long. Kiss me just once.
Keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
'Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry our body safe to the shore.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
'Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry our bodies.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang.
Don't listen to a word I say.
we'll carry our bodies safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore. Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash on TFRC 101.9 FM. This is a special birthday edition for me because everybody wants to celebrate me. I bring so much joy. But we started that set off with Home in Your Eyes by Grace and Chance, and then you heard Story of My Life by One Direction. Yeah, we spoke a little bit about Grace and Chance before, but Story of My Life by One Direction, that was a concert that was one of my mum and I's first concerts, I think. I remember.
Not one of my first concerts.
Not one of yours, but together. That's what I mean. Yes, together, the two of us. It was. It was at Rogers Arena. Mm-hmm. I remember taking, like, the TTC or something to get there. I was wearing that tank top with all of their faces on it. Do you remember that? It was a pink tank top with, like, all of their faces, like, cut out all over it. It was kind of embarrassing. I wish that I could block it out of my memory.
My absence is because of the music
slow. Yeah, I believe that Icona Pop opened for them. I think it was 2014 that they came, and I think the first time that they came, it was Five Seconds of Summer that opened for them. Yeah. Devastated to have found that out. I wish we went to that one. Yeah, but no, we went to see One Direction in 2014 at Rogers Arena in Toronto. And then after that, you heard Desperate Measures by Marianas Trench.
Yeah, it was just one of the big bands that you were into.
I loved Marianas Trench. I love that album. Ever After, I still love it. It's my favorite of theirs. I still listen to it all the time.
Yeah,
no, I love the music videos and I love that album. I remember when they came to Toronto for their Astoria tour, you asked me whether I wanted to go see them, and I said no, because it wasn't the Ever After album. It was the one after. I didn't like Astoria as much, but I do also have that CD as well, on top of Ever After. So funny that you picked that, because my current roommate and I love them so much that we're going to go see them in November for their new album. Yeah, and then after that, I chose to play these two songs together. It was Little Talks by Of Monsters and Men, which I can speak to. It was my first time singing live, performing. I think I was singing and playing guitar, little duet. Naturally, I was the guy. Yeah, it was for my grade 8 graduation. Yeah. Yeah, which was really hard.
You've done a good job. We were really impressed that day.
Aww.
Super proud.
Yeah, that was it was a lot for me. We practiced pretty much every lunch break that we got, I think, for quite a few weeks. We were asked to do it because we were such stars in music class. And I think we were one of the only people that took it seriously, quite frankly. And then after that was The Girl by City and Color. We love City and Color in our house. One of our favorite Canadian artists. Would love to go see Dallas Green live. I feel like I've missed every opportunity.
So I went to the Bush concert probably about 2-3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And Dallas Green came on stage and actually sang something.
Oh my gosh, I wish I could have been there for that.
I don't know if it wasn't with Bush. Maybe it wasn't with Bush. It was with
Creed. Was it with Creed?
No, it wasn't Creed. It was with
Nice.
Oh, the song's escaping me right now. The Here Comes the Rooster. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on the stage.
can't remember who that is.
Yeah, but the reason we chose that specific song is you had a little bit of a crash in confidence during high school, and you were you going to do the talent show? Were you not going to do the talent show?
Yeah, I remember in ninth grade, I promised myself, I was like, I have to do this at least once before I graduate, and it ended up being in grade 12 that I finally did it.
Yeah.
And thank goodness it was pre-recorded, because there was no way I could have done that live, I found out.
Yeah, but it was a good rendition again. As I say, we were very surprised. And
so was I. Yeah, quite a few teachers emailed me after that, and a lot of like people messaged me on Instagram being like, we didn't know you could do that. Neither did I, quite frankly. Neither did I.
Yeah, just to recap on Dallas Green and playing at the Budweiser stage, it was Alice in Chains. It was one of the members of Alice in Chains.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the gentleman's name.
We'll figure it out. We'll come back to it. up next is Free by The Martinis. And The Martinis is a group, I think they have done a lot of work, but they're not as popular. But one of the founding members of The Martinis is Joey, who is also a part of The Pixies, who also founded The Pixies, which is really cool. Yeah, there you go. yeah, but why this song of all of the songs on this soundtrack? And this is the soundtrack of my favorite movie, which is Empire Records.
So I basically just chose it. you know, it's such a great movie with loads of different songs that we could play. I thought we could have played The Cranberries, you know, Liar, but it's actually not in the movie, where the actual Martinis is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with that one. I also thought about doing the Sugar High.
Oh,
the end.
By Coyote Shivers.
But
Canadian, by the way.
But the reason I didn't do that is it's because it's not the movie version where, you know, you have the girl singer in it. So.
Oh, with Renee Zellweger. Yeah, I don't think that that version is up on streaming. I think I've looked for it as well.
It's not, which is why I didn't.
Yeah, it's yeah. all the same without her yelling on it, right?
So. Yeah. No, yeah, I was very glad to see.
A great song. So.
It's a great movie.
It is. If you haven't seen it, I always tell everyone. Such a fun, fun, short movie. It feels like a movie. It's just a good time.
Working at a record store.
I'm pretty sure everyone here has probably thought about working in a record store or doing something like that.
One of my dreams when I was a youth is I wanted to work with
HMV.
HMV or Virgin.
Yeah, there was two record stores up in Princess Street in Edinburgh, and all the kids that worked there looked cool.
Looked really cool.
So I just wanted to be part of that group, but yeah. it never came round for me, so.
Me either, apparently. I mean, I guess there's full time. I've just been some time left, but I've just been told that I need to get a full time job come next year. So if any record stores are hiring, please let me know. I will gladly work there. But yeah, up next is Free by. Oh, yes, it is. Up next is Free by The Martinis.
Spoken word I've said My faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. If you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite
from transsexual Transylvania.
Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation.
But maybe the rain
is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head, then I set fire to our bed. You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head, then I set fire to our bed. Oh, my black eye casts no shadow. Your red eye sees no blame. Your slaps don't stick, your kicks don't hit, so we remain the same. Blood sticks, sweat drips, break the lock if it don't fit. A kick in the teeth is good for some. A kiss with a fist is better than
are gonna walk all over you.